track 11, and time to look at arts and events that are on in and around the area. Heard about the Dawlish lights switch on. The festive season will have well and truly arrived on Saturday in Newton Abbot as the town switches on its Christmas lights. St Leonard's Clock Tower will be illumined on November the 23rd at 5:30 p.m. with daytime entertainments from 12 p.m. Father Christmas, who, having found time in his busy schedule, will be at the switch on in his trademark sleigh. Elsewhere, there'll be a series of late-night shopping evenings in Newton Abbot starting on December the 4th, which is also the ever-popular Victorian evening. December the 11th is the town's lantern parade, and December the 18th will see the Mayor's Carol service. Continuing with Christmas, there is a Festival of Nativities at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in St Mary's Church Road off Pen Inn Roundabout on Wednesday the 4th, Thursday the 5th, Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th of December. Wednesday is the afternoon from 2 till 8, Thursday all day from 10 till 8, same on Friday, and on Saturday it's from 10 until 2. Nativity exhibits, which are from very small to life size in a beautiful surrounding. For many people, a firm fixture of the festive period, the combination of Steel Eye Span's Maddie Pryor and the Carnival Band has offered a unique take on timeless Christmas music ever since they first came together in 1984. To mark the 40th anniversary of their artistic relationship, Maddie and the Carnival Band will tour the UK in what will be not only a celebration but also a farewell, with Paynton's Palace Theatre hosting one of these final gigs on December the 6th. And the show guarantees to be a Christmas party to remember and a celebration of a unique partnership. Tickets for the 7:30 p.m. gig can be booked online at the Palace Theatre Paynton website. They do have a telephone number, which is 01803 665 800. That's the Paynton Palace Theatre, 01803 665 800. Four groundbreaking masterpieces that blaze the trail for 20th century music inspire a unique and exciting weekend at Dartington's Great Hall this weekend. It's next weekend, November the 30th. The Torbay Symphony Orchestra, alongside guest soloist Francesca Orlando, will be presenting Fire, Romance and Myth, featuring works by Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Lily Boulanger and Stravinsky. Ticket details for the event are available at the Dartington website and event Torbay Symphony Orchestra. The band of His Majesty's Royal Marines, Plymouth, are looking forward to returning to Torquay's Princess Theatre for their popular Christmas spectacular concert on December the 1st. Tickets for the it says tickets for the .30 p.m. show, so I don't know which 30 that means. 7:30, I imagine. And the show can be booked at, sorry about this, www.atgtickets, or one word, .com. And award-winning Dyad Productions, who've toured their sell-out festive show Christmas Gothic since 2015, now bring their magic to a Dickens classic and visit Pavilions Tynmouth with A Christmas Carol on December the 4th. Tickets can be booked at the Pavilions website. And do we have a... yes, we do have a telephone number for them. It's 01752 936 363. 01752 936 363. And most important of all, there is Joy to the World, a musical celebration for Advent at the Avenue Church on Sunday, December the 8th at 4:30 p.m. The event will consist of choir items, congregational carols, instrumental items from local school children, and readings. And there will be some familiar people taking place. Jill and Len and I will be singing in the choir. Jean and I will give a reading from A Christmas Carol. And our sound engineer, Ken, will be conducting from the rostrum. but keeping charge of everything. That's the Avenue Church, Sunday, December the 8th at 4:30 p.m. Joy to the World. It'd be lovely to see you there. That's arts and events for the coming weeks.